Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Crystal Lee. I am on the line live tonight. This is the Prophetic Roundtable. And listen, I'm not even getting ready to give my adversary any credit tonight. I promise you, tonight we're just going to talk about breakthrough. We're going to probably do it for about 30 minutes. I had to call from my phone directly. I'm not logged into any of my devices directly to the broadcast where I'm controlling the room or anything, because all of that was a no-go tonight. I've been preaching all day about we're at the verge of breakthrough. We're on the cusp of breakthrough. I need you to understand tonight that the enemy is throwing everything that he can at the people of God right now in this moment. Everything that he can find, any device that he can find to throw, any accusation that he can find to throw, any situation that's a cycle from your past, he's looking to throw these things in your way in this season to block you, to stop you, to keep you from getting to breakthrough. But the devil is alive tonight. I want you to know that. If you're live on the line tonight, listen, you've been called by our God and our King to this appointed time. I promise you, you've heard me say week in and week out, but I am guaranteeing you tonight that breakthrough is coming to your house. I mean this with all of my heart. If you are represented on this line tonight, I can't see you. I thank God for everybody that's listening to us from across the world. Whoever you are, wherever you're located, God is coming to your region. I promise you. I apostolically decree tonight that the Spirit of the Lord invade your environment tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God for his spirit. I thank God for his authority. I thank God for his power. This is the hour of the manifested sons, and the manifested sons of God have returned tonight. This is the broadcast that we're doing. We are still on permission to prophesy. And tonight, whatever God says, that's what we're going to do. Tonight, whatever direction he leads us in, that's what we're going to do. Listen, we're going to take some time to pray right now, because what I want tonight is for you to understand that if you've been called to this moment in time, this is a mandate. This is a moment in time that is mandated for the people of God. This is about a movement right through here. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And the mandate is about the souls of men. And I promise you, you will always identify when you are on target. You will always identify when you are in sync with God. There are things that will prevent you. They will try to stop you. They will try to block you, because there is no reason to fight over something that doesn't have any value. There is no reason to fight someone that's not going somewhere. There's no reason, are you hearing me, for there to be a contest when there is nothing to win. Are you listening to me tonight? So if you're represented here, my prayer for you tonight is that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you would awaken out of your slumber. This ain't no time for sleeping. This ain't no time for slumbering. This enemy is serious. He is about his business, and we've got to be about our Father's business. Are you hearing me? What's the Father's business? The Father's business is the kingdom. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Father's business is about casting out devils, cleansing lepers. Are you hearing me? Raising the dead. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The Father's business is about bringing liberty to the captives. The Father's business is that we come into the understanding of who we are in this season and whose we are. Are you listening to me? Your two greatest battles in the whole wide world, as long as you live, will be what has God said and do you believe it? I promise you, those are the two things that you are being fought on in this very hour. In this very hour, you are being fought about what God has spoken to you, what the prophetic word of the Lord is over your life. You got prophetic words from 10, 15, 20 years ago. Are you hearing me? Somebody planted a seed in you over 20 years ago, and you're still wondering when it's going to grow. The harvest time is coming. The time for the sprouting has already begun, and the harvest is just ahead of us. Are you hearing me? And what the devil wants to do in this hour is he wants to take your strength so that when the harvest comes, you can't go get it because you're too tired to harvest. Can I tell you something? This harvest is upon us. Oh, yes, the season to stick the sickle into the ground and pull the harvest out. It's upon us. But what the enemy desires to do in this moment in time is to wear you out so that you don't only not have the tools to get the harvest, but you don't even have the strength. I lived in rural areas before, and it was just so amazing and so saddening to see in several seasons of my life that there were fields that were full and the harvest was ripe and it was plenteous, but the laborers were not available, and those fields went to waste. They spoiled. That's what the enemy wants to do in the season, because can I tell you something? He knows he cannot stop the harvest. He knows he cannot prevent the harvest in this season, but what he wants to absolutely prevent is your strength to harvest and the tools that you need to go to the harvest. Oh, yes. That even includes your divine connections. Are you hearing me? I want to pray. I want to pray right now. I want to pray right now. Father, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for what you're doing in your people. We give you glory, honor, and praise for this moment in time. We're never going to see it again. We're never going to be in it again. But right now, while we stand in it, we declare that you are God and there is nobody like you. There is nobody before you. There is nobody that can stand up against you. You are God by yourself, and we give you all the glory, all the praise. Hallelujah. We know the strength that you have, God. You declare that if we call upon your name, you would show us great and mighty things that we don't know. And we recognize that you called us to this place and to this time to do something great among us, to do wonders among us, that we're going to consecrate ourselves in this season because we understand that the fight is great. And the one thing we don't need to fight with in this season is our appetite. Hallelujah. We don't need to be fighting with our appetite and wondering what we're going to eat next and what we feel like eating. What I feel like eating is the bread that comes from your mouth because that's how I live. It's not the bread that we eat every day, our daily sustenance that fills our physical bodies. That's not the bread that we live off of alone, but it's the words that come out of your mouth. And tonight, God, we decree and declare that every word that comes out of the mouth of God is our existence. It's our sustenance. The very world and everything in it is held together by the power of your word today, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. You have already written in the book before we were even formed, before we were even in our mother's womb, before we even had substance, God. You already purposed us. You purposed us before we were formed in our mother's wombs, and we declare and decree tonight that the purpose of God will not be thwarted. God, your name is on the line tonight. And I know one thing about you, that you are serious about your name and you're serious about your word. Neither one of them do you play with. Hallelujah. So we decree and we declare that every assignment, every ungodly, every unauthorized attack against the people of God, we declare a ceasefire tonight in the name of the Lord. We declare a ceasefire. Yeah, we got to keep coming to the same place and hitting the same spot so that we can get something to break open in the season because this enemy is serious about blocking us. He's serious about stopping us, but we're even more serious about breaking through in this season. Hallelujah. We're even more serious about our breakthrough than we've ever been. And we declare and decree that nothing will stop us. Nothing will block us. Nothing will hold us. Nothing can fold us. Hallelujah. Because in this hour, oh God, you have endued us with the power and the strength and the might to go through this fight. Hallelujah. We give you glory tonight. We absolutely give you praise. Hallelujah. We declare it is so, and we decree it is, and it cannot return unto us void because that's how you created us, in your likeness and in your image. Hallelujah. In your very form and shape and in the very mind of God, we were created, but to have the mind of God that deals with our imagination and how we see things and how we view things. And tonight we could absolutely view things something negative, but tonight I see this as a positive. Yeah, I'm paying 1 cent a minute to call into this broadcast tonight, but it's going to be all right. Yeah, because this is the work that you've given me to do, and I decree and declare that nothing's going to stop me from doing it. Everything that you have spoken to me, I have done the thing that you have called me to do. I have followed your instructions, and now what I'm expecting is water from the rock tonight. Hallelujah. I'm following the instructions that you showed me in another season, and now what I'm expecting is for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to part these waters. But what I'm expecting tonight is the God of Elijah. I'm standing at the water like Elisha was standing on that day when he had the mantle in his hand, and it had been cast to him, and the power was given and transferred into his hands, and he stood at the waters, and he began to cry out, "Where is the God of Elijah?" Tonight we cry out, where is the God of Abraham? Where is the God of Isaac? Hallelujah. That God of Abraham made a covenant with his people on that day, and that covenant has not died. That covenant is still alive and it's still well. It's still alive and it's still strong in the people of God that know their God. You said that they would do exploits. Hallelujah. You declared that you would bless us to be a blessing. Hallelujah. We give you praise tonight. Where is the God of Isaac? Who in that land of famine. Yeah, that's what we're facing in this season. We seem to be facing famine times, famine in our emotions, famine in our immediate environments, famine in our finances, famine in our relationships, famine, oh God, is what we're facing. But I declare and decree tonight that the God of Isaac is showing up on the scene for us tonight and giving us explicit instructions as he did with Abraham. Leave your father's house. Leave what you think you know. Walk away from everything you think you already have. And I'm going to take you to a place. You don't know anything about this place, but if you follow me, I'm going to lead you. I'm reminded of the other day when I was awakened out of my sleep, and I was holding one hand in the other and lifting it up as I was waking. Never had that experience before, but you were talking to me while I was opening my eyes and my hands were being lifted up, one hand and the other, and you said, let me take you by the hand. Let me lead you. Don't try to lead yourself in this season. Let me lead you. I declare and decree over the people of God right now that are listening to this line and that will hear the replay. Allow God to lead you. We're going to allow you to lead us through here, God. We've never been here before. We don't know the way that we should go. Hallelujah. So we're not leaning to our own understanding. Absolutely not. We won't be guided by our own devices. We recognize that the enemy's not bringing new things into our life. He's trying to use the same old mechanisms. He's trying to tap into our emotions. He's trying to tap into us so that he can make us say something, because he stands better than many men do. The power of their words, the power of their posture, he understands it. And today, we thank you for giving us the vision. We thank you for giving us the revelation. We thank you for giving us understanding of our posture and our conversation in this season. Oh, yes. We're going to speak the word of the Lord. We're not going to declare anything less. We're going to speak your word and that alone. Hallelujah. And we're going to watch the manifestation unfold in this hour. Every word of the Lord that you have given us, everything that you have told us, we are in high expectation that the manifestation be before us. Hallelujah. If you're before us, nobody can be against us. Not even our situations or our circumstances are bigger than the God that we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. You are a mighty God, and we love you tonight. You are a mighty God, and we love you tonight. And we declare breakthrough in the lives of the people of God tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to hit this rock. We're going to hit this rock for as long as you allow us to hit this rock tonight. And as you tell us to hit the rock, oh God, we're expecting refreshing tonight. Yes, even before this night goes out, we're expecting refreshing, because you've been talking to us, you've been leading us, you've been guiding us, and you don't lead us and guide us without an expectation of manifestation. You're not talking to us for your own health or just to make us feel good. You're talking to us to take us someplace. And so we follow, we lead. We don't lead tonight. We lead the life that we've been living. We leave that behind. See, even my tongue is trying to do something special tonight. This devil he's not gonna get any victory tonight. He's not gonna get any place. He's not gonna get any space tonight. It's not gonna happen. Yeah, we're leaving the place that we came from behind, and we're not even looking back over our shoulder to see what everybody's doing. I heard you loud and clear today, and I decree and declare it over the people of God tonight. Walk away from whatever God's telling you to walk away from. Walk away from whomever God is telling you to walk away from tonight. And don't even look back over your shoulder to see how they feel about it. Don't even look back over your shoulder to see how people are taking it. Don't even look back over your shoulder to see the smoke in the city, because God is destroying some things. He's destroying your past and taking you to your future. He's destroying your past and taking you to this large place. He's destroying your past and taking you to the promise tonight. Don't even look over your shoulder. I know but that's what the enemy wants us to do, because he's trying to tap into our emotions. So he wants us to check up on people every now and then. God said, don't even check. Don't even look. Yeah. When you go into a place and the people receive you, then you allow your peace to come into that house, the blessing of the Lord that you carry to come into that house, and you continue in the thing that God has called you to. But when you are rejected, when people don't receive you, when you are a castaway, when you are cast out, are you listening to what I'm saying? When you are cast aside, when you are not honored, when you're not respected, the word of the Lord declares that you take your peace back. And I want to say that because a lot of people go to the shake and the dust off the feet part first. But tonight I need you to know that you need to first take your peace back. And then you need to go outside of that city, go outside of that environment and shake the dust from your feet. Don't even look over your shoulder. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is jealous over you tonight. You need to love him tonight with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. Don't do nothing half-hearted for God in this season. Are you hearing? Because he's giving you everything. The least we could do tonight is reciprocate. The least we could do. That's our reasonable service. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory tonight, God. And we declare victory is so for the people of God. And everybody say tonight, it is so. It is so, and amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you much longer. I'm really not, because I've got a number of things that are going on. I'm not sure if I'm even tapped into this line. I know that it says that I am, but I'm so used to being in front of the controls and seeing what's going on in the room and all that. And I'm going to need you to understand something. What we are used to, we can't get used to it. And I believe that is why the Father allowed this to happen tonight. Because, see, what the enemy was saying was, if you just allow me to get in her way tonight, she won't do the broadcast. If you just allow me to get in her way, she won't say anything else for you tonight. She'll go ahead and cancel tonight because she can't get through. But I promise you, I kept trying to connect on my computer. I kept trying to connect on my phone. There was absolutely zero success in that area. But God said, you need to tap in just enough. I went to an old email and found the email for the call in for the broadcast line for the host of the show. I had to tap in as the host, because unless I was connected as the host, I wouldn't have been able to say a word. Absolutely. But then I couldn't even call from my Google line, because I was trying to prevent the 1 cent a minute. And when I went to the Google line, I couldn't even load that page to even go ahead and type the number in. And when I finally loaded the page to type the number in, I couldn't type in the code fast enough for it to stop denying me. So I just said, you know what, I'm going to call from my phone. I'm going to do what I know works tonight. I'm going to do what I know works. Do what you know works tonight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't try to do nothing extra. Don't try to take the shortcut. Don't try to think you're doing something that's going to make it better for you. Just do what you know works. Can I tell you what works tonight? Worship works. Worship works. Can I tell you something? Worship works. Get in the presence of God. Consecrate yourself in this season and get in the presence of God, because I declare to you tonight that as you are getting in his presence, he is strengthening you. He's giving you everything that you need. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He's giving you what you need. What do you need tonight in order to fight? What do you need tonight in order to make it through this season of tumultuous battle? You need strength. And can I tell you something? The joy of the Lord is your strength. I asked the Lord not too long ago, because he's just been having me operate in some things. And sometimes, do you know something? God will have you operate in some things that you don't even understand. But it's just because you have a heart towards God. It's just because you love him that he'll start moving you in a direction. And you may not even understand the direction that he's moving you in. Are you hearing me? You may not even understand the direction that he's moving you in, because sometimes you just see the mechanisms. You don't understand the operation. You're just watching the mechanics of the thing. You don't understand the operation of the thing. You're just watching the mechanics. And can I tell you something? You can't duplicate mechanics, but you can duplicate operation. But you have to be in relationship to get to the operational side of things. And so even in his presence, he begins to unfold the operation so that you can begin to recreate the operation of the thing so that you can do it. You understand what I'm saying? It gives you the courage and the confidence to get the thing done, even when you don't know where he is. I say this all the time. If you can't trace God, you can. If you can't track God and you can't trace him, you can trust him. Are you hearing me? If you don't know what he's doing, if you can't see what he's how he's doing the thing, because see, all the time he doesn't give you all of the specifics. He doesn't give you all of the dynamics of what he's doing, but sometimes he'll give you a word. Are you hearing me? Your word tonight is breakthrough. That's your word for tonight. It's breakthrough. I told some people of God just the other day, I began to declare some things over the people of God's life. I text very selective few people, and I let them know, I declare breakthrough over your life right now. Where you stand, breakthrough, say it four times. Where you are standing right now, I want you to say breakthrough four times. I declared this over several people of God the other day, and they've been seeing breakthrough ever since. Are you hearing me? And when you get in a tight spot, I don't want you to complain. God was dealing with me about murmuring, you know, that under the breath thing that we do, because we're just trying to figure out, well, what is this? This is just ridiculous. I don't know what's really going on here. God said, just begin to give me glory. Just begin to praise me. But while you're praising me and giving me glory, I want you to declare breakthrough. I want you to decree breakthrough, because that's what I'm taking you to. I want you to declare breakthrough, because that's where I'm taking you. Don't complain about the situation. Don't try to figure it out. Don't even give room to your emotions anymore. Shut your emotions down. Turn the power off on the emotional side of you and just begin to deal with this thing from a knowing place, from a place of knowing. Are you hearing me? Not a place of feeling, but a place of knowing. I want you to understand tonight that your instruction, I'm going to give you the ingredients to break through tonight before I get off this line. I'm going to give you the instructions the ingredients to break through tonight. I'm going to give you the ingredients to your breakthrough right now. Let me tell you what it starts with. It starts with your instructions. Yeah, your ability to hear the instructions of God. I was talking to the people of God this evening about a couple of things, and one of the things that I was discussing with them was 1 Kings chapter 18. Mm-hmm. And it begins with, "And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah." Yeah, that's what it opens up with. Can I tell you something? God wants to give you a word tonight. He wants to talk to you about some things, but you have to be open to receive the instruction. Yeah, you can't be caught up in your feelings tonight. You can't be caught up in your emotions tonight, because you have to be able to hear the instruction, because your first ingredient to breakthrough is your ability to hear. You've got to be able to hear God. You've got to be able to hear. And after you've heard, then your next ingredient to breakthrough is your ability to obey the instructions that were given to you, your ability to follow the instructions that God is giving you. Yeah, without your emotions in a way, without a whole bunch of extra, just follow instructions. Anybody in this room have children? You know how you feel about when you tell your children to do something. Ain't no back talk, ain't no conversation. Just do what I said do. That's the mindset you need to have about God. And see, it's a scary time that we live in, because so many people don't have a reverence for God in this season. We've been taught somehow to treat God as secondhand. We've been taught somehow to treat God as a second opinion. He's the first opinion. Because the word of the Lord is how you're even being sustained right now. It's how you're alive. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's your first opinion, because that's the report that we believe. We believe the report of the Lord. Those are your two ingredients for breakthrough tonight. The instruction, your ability to hear the instructions of God. And number two, your ability to obey and follow the directions that God has given you. That is your absolute ingredients to breakthrough in this season. Listen, I'm thinking about when Moses and the children of Israel were in another wilderness situation, and they were in many wilderness situations. I'm thinking about this one particular time when they were confronted in the wilderness and there was no water. And God began to declare to Moses, "You've got something in your hand. What I need you to do is take that rod that's in your hand and strike the rock. I need you to hit the rock tonight." Yeah, just hit it. Hit the rock, because that's where I'm going to bring the water from. And do you know that it didn't take much? All it took was the instruction that was received and the ability to follow those instructions. And when that rock was struck, when it was hit, water came from that rock. The very refreshing that they needed in that moment came from that rock. You know, when they got before that Red Sea, when God brought them out with a mighty arm out of Egypt, out of their bondage that they had been in for over 400 years, they had been in captivity for a long time. Many people came and many people went, but they made a cry to God, and God heard their cry, and he raised up a deliverer, just so happened to be somebody that came out of there, that he sent back there to go get his people. And when he went back, there was a lot that had to be done, but God had given his man instructions. Remember, I told you that breakthrough begins with instruction, the instructions of God, your ability to hear the instructions of God. They went through all of those changes coming out of Egypt, came out with a mighty arm, and they get to the Red Sea. Well, what happens when they get to this Red Sea? Moses is looking like, okay, what am I supposed to do now? God said, "What do you have in your hand? What's in your power right now? What's in your power? What has God put in your power to do?" The very first thing that you have in your power is the ability to speak. Are you hearing me? That's what's in your hands. That's the ball is in your court. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It's not in God's court. You're not waiting for him. He's waiting on you to do what he formed you to do. He's waiting on you to do what he's fashioned you to do. I know, because he's been talking to me. He says, "Yes, you've been declaring breakthrough for everybody else. And now you're being faced with some things in this season of your life that you're like, what is this and why is this?" And God said, "Don't complain about it. Don't ask questions. Just begin to speak about it. Speak over it. Begin to declare and decree my word over the situation. Begin to speak what I've given you to speak concerning this thing." Are you hearing me? Elijah spoke because of the word of the Lord that there would be no rain.
because God gave him that ability to do that. He gave him that power, that authority to do that. He spoke to his prophets on many occasions, and the word of the Lord that came out of their mouth was the thing that brought life to the situation. I'm thinking about Ezekiel 37, when Ezekiel was in this valley of dry bones, and the Lord approaches him as he set him down in the valley. He didn't just walk into the valley. He didn't just show up in a valley. God set him down in the midst of those dry bones. Why? Because he was preparing him to do the thing that he created him to do. Yeah, he was preparing him to do the thing that he was fashioned to do, to hear his voice and to repeat what he heard so that a thing would happen in the environment. So God sets him down in the valley of dry bones. This is about his ability to hear the instructions of God. He sets him down in the valley and he says, Ezekiel, can these bones live again? And Ezekiel says, Lord, you know. He's like, you know, I'm not going to speak for me, but I'm going to speak on your behalf. I'm going to speak what I know about you. You have the answer to this. Guess what? We don't have the answers to the things that we're facing in this season on our own. We don't have the solutions. We can't come up with some cockamamie scheme or some cockamamie plan to do this thing and to carry it out and to see the manifestation. You know what we know? Lord, you know. That's the security that we have in this season. God, you know. And if you know, I know I'll know because you'll tell me. And when you tell me, I'll declare it, I'll speak it. I'll follow your instructions until I get to manifestation. That's what happened in Ezekiel 37. He said, Lord, you know. And the Lord began to give him a word. Speak to the bones. Speak to the winds, he said first. Speak to the winds and call them into the bones and then prophesy to the bones. And then he prophesied and sinew and skin and flesh began to come onto the bones. And he began to say, now cause breath to come into the bones. And then breath came into the bones. And these bones were coming together, not just coming together just in any old kind of fashion, but they were coming together based on what they were connected to before. They were joining to the very bones that they were once joined to before. And a mighty army rose up out of that valley of dry bones. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. I promise you. I am absolutely excited. I am absolutely ecstatic tonight because I know that there is no fight if there is no future. Are you hearing me? The enemy is a thief. He's seeking to steal. He's seeking to steal, kill, and destroy. But this is the word of the Lord over your life. Jesus said, but I am come. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Listen, you don't have to settle for this stealing, killing, and destroying character because I came to give you life, not just that you might exist. Not that you just might survive a thing, but you might thrive. I came to give you something abundant. I came to give you something that's overflowing. I came to give you something that is immeasurable. It can't be measured. It can't be counted. You know, when he sent Abraham out there to look at those stars, and I'm reminded of when I was in my big house, not to just last year, I was in my house, and there was glitter on my ceiling. Are you hearing me? And I hated that glitter when I came into the house. I was like, this is stupid. I don't know who did this stucco and who put this gold glitter, but God designed that for me in that season. Do you hear what I'm saying? I walked in there and God began to tell me, look at this glitter on this ceiling. He said, I'm going to bless you as far as you can see this glitter. As much as you can count the glitter on this ceiling, that's how I'm going to bless you. You hear me? The people that are going to come out of you are going to be innumerable. Look at this ceiling and see if you can count the number of people that are going to be blessed by your ministry. See if you can count the number of people that are going to be delivered. See if you can count the number of people that you're going to feed. See if you can count the number of people that you're going to pour into. Hallelujah. See if you can count the number of people that you're going to unlock in this season. That's what God was telling me. And every now and then he would remind me because I wasn't always looking at the ceiling. I remembered that word and I held that word in my heart. But every now and then God would show me to look at the ceiling. I would look and something would be sparkling up there. And the glitter would be sparkling for some reason. I don't even know why it would be sparkling. And then the glitter would just begin to fall in places. I would see it on the floor. I would see gold dust on my floor. And God was just, he was just speaking to me. Are you hearing me? Speaking to me about the future that he had already decreed over my life. Are you listening to me? He said, you realize you're walking on gold dust. I said, yeah, but it's just glitter, God. He said, no, this is just the shadow of what's to come. That's what it is. Yeah, everything that you're experiencing right now in this moment is just a shadow. See, he leads us beside still waters, and he leads us into green pastures. Why? He's giving us the strength that we need because there's going to come another season where we got to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But when we get to that valley of that shadow of death, the thing that God is counting on is that we understand that he's with us, and we have no reason to be afraid. We have no reason to doubt him. We have no reason to turn back. Why? Because he's with us. And his rod and staff are comforting us. As a matter of fact, he leads us into those places. I can guarantee you that he's led you into some places where it seemed like it was the valley of the shadow of death. I can guarantee you that the Holy Ghost will lead you into a wilderness experience. But what I want you to understand tonight, that contrary to popular opinion, the wilderness is not a negative experience. It's an experience for you to grow. It's an experience for you to come out with manifestation. It's an experience for you to come out in the power of the Spirit. Are you hearing me? It's not a negative experience. It's not the negative. It's for the positive. Yeah, absolutely. Jesus was led of the Holy Ghost into a wilderness. After the sky was cracked open over him in the water being baptized of John, and his very own father says from the clouds, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." And the dove descends on him out of the heavens and lights on him. And he is led of this Holy Ghost into a wilderness experience. And what does he meet with when he gets there? He meets with this devil that wants to change his mind about who he is. That's what the devil's spending his whole life doing concerning you. I want you to know, I shared this with an apostle the other day, and I believe there are leaders that are listening tonight, and I believe that there are people from all over the world that are listening tonight, and somebody else needs to hear this because somebody else has sensed this in your spirit, and I'm just going to share it, not because I think I have some great revelation, but because I know that someone else has heard this word of the Lord and is going to confirm what God has already spoken to you. I believe this, that for every man and woman that's great in the earth, there was a star in the sky the day you were born. I believe there was a star in the sky, just like there was for Moses, just like there was for Jesus, just like there was for many of God's chosen people. And this is why Pharaoh desired so oftentimes to kill all of the children. He desired to kill the males. He desired that murderous spirit was in the kingdom, in that Pharaoh's kingdom in that season, because he understood that something else is coming on the scene that has a potential to be greater than me. So I need to kill off anything that might have the potential of greatness because that'll overshadow my glory. I want you to understand there are many of you on this line that there was a star in the sky the night you were born, and the devil's been spending his whole existence. The imps have been trying to figure out who is this. And at one point in your life, they realized who it was. Why? Because you came into that place where you recognized who you were. It was almost like you were Jesus in that temple, in a synagogue that day, and began to read, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he's anointed me. He's anointed me to set at liberty those that are bruised. He's anointed me to set the captives free. He's anointed me to bring life to those that are dead. He's anointed me." You began to see yourself. You were saying to yourself, "He's anointed me. Oh, I'm waking up. I'm realizing who I am. He's anointed me." And then the enemy recognized, I see who it is. Yeah, I see something on you. That's what I've been looking at. I've been trying to figure out what this is that's on you. So this has been the challenge over the course of your life. This has been your challenge. Who are you? It's not that the enemy is not aware of who you are. It's that he's constantly challenging who God has already said you are. And so all of these situations in your life have come up to, is this really who I am? Because if this was really who I am, would this really be happening to me? If this is really who I am, then would this really be my portion in life? And God is saying, this is really who you are, and you don't need to even underestimate who you are in this season, because everything that God has put in you has been for such a time as this, and this is the season for you to come into the fullness of who you are and begin to declare from that fullness who you are. Declare to decree from that fullness who you are. Can I tell you something? Nothing that's not on the inside of you will you be able to manifest on the outside of you. And that's what this maturity is all about. It's about coming into an inheritance. What is part of that inheritance? That part of that inheritance is holding in your hand and possessing everything that God has said was yours. That all begins with the words that come out of your mouth. You know, kids say any old thing because they're immature. They say ridiculous stuff because they don't understand the power of their words. But at the point when you realize who you really are, yeah, when you realize who you really are, you don't waste your words on folks. You don't waste your words in your environment and in your atmosphere. You make sure that your words are directed at manifestation that you're looking for. If you don't want to manifest it, you don't begin to utter it. You don't mutter it if you don't want to manifest it. You don't say it if you don't want to see it. Are you hearing me? I thank God for the people of God tonight. Again, I said I'm not going to be on long tonight. I just wanted to get on here and defeat the devil. That's what I wanted to do. And now I've got to go defeat him again because I promised the people of God I was going to get on Periscope tonight and be live tonight on Periscope. You can find me there at Apostle Crystal Lee. That's the new page. The old page is passed away, and now all things are becoming new. It's not passed away. You can still go on there and be ministered to. But God has taken me out of old spaces and putting me in new places. Are you hearing me? That's what he's doing for his people. So don't feel some kind of way when God moves you from a place that you've gotten comfortable in. Don't be disappointed. Don't think it's the devil. No, it's not the devil. God is moving you. He's shifting you. Yeah, he's got to take you to the place that he promised you. But that only happens if you're moving. You've got to move from where you are to get to where he's taking you. I say this all of the time, that the birth of the new you is the death of the now you. We are dying daily to get to the promise. Are you hearing me? The very first thing you're going to need to deal with yourself in this season is denying yourself. That's how you get where you're going. You got to deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow him in this season. He said, listen, if you follow me, I'll make you. See, too many times we've been trying to make ourselves. Too many times we've had our own ideas. Well, if I have enough degrees and if I know enough people, if I know the right people, if I know all of these things, you're trying to seek the things without understanding that that's not how you tap into the abundance. That's not how you tap in to the overflow. That's not how you tap into the favor of God. You tap into his favor through faith. You tap into his favor in his presence. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I appreciate you for being here tonight. I am not going to hold you any longer. We are absolutely going to get off of this line tonight. I'm excited about what God is doing in your life. Listen, you can reach me at kingdomambassadors247@gmail.com. You can find me on Periscope at Apostle Crystal Lee. Log in, join me, and share it with your friends and your family. You can find me on Facebook at Apostle Crystal Lee as well, or you can just type in KRISTALKRI. It's not KRY. You'll never find me that way. It's KRISTAL Lee. Or you can find the Kingdom Ambassadors on Facebook. Join us there on that page. You can also join the Resurgence page, Kingdom Resurgence. Listen, we'll be on this week, I believe, on Wednesday. I'm going to do what I got to do to be on here on Wednesday for the young people. Resurgence is this Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to do everything in our power to get all of these things, all of these mechanisms in order, and whatever's not in order, we'll be right back on this line just like we are. I can't see anybody, so I don't know who's represented here tonight, but I thank God for your presence. I thank God for you showing up tonight from wherever you're showing up from. Share the broadcast tonight because somebody needs some deliverance. There's a healing coming into your house tonight. There's a healing coming into your house tonight. We did a healing session on Facebook Live tonight. Yes, we did. We did here. That's what we did on Periscope all of the time. People were constantly being healed on Periscope Live. Absolutely. We do it on Facebook Live, and we're going to do it right here, Blog Talk Live. We're going to do healing right here on the radio. That's right, on the internet radio. You're being healed in your house right now. Whoever else it is with the wrists and the elbows and the ankles and the legs, that's been a big deal in this season. God is bringing deliverance to your house. That's not a random word. That's a word for somebody tonight, and I promise you that's your door. If you grab hold of it, you can walk through it tonight. Yeah, breakthrough has come to your house. If you can grab a hold of what I said, you can walk through the door. You hear what I'm saying? There's a great and effectual door before you with many adversaries, but if you just take your eyes off the adversaries and walk through the door, you'll recognize the promise today. I love you and appreciate you so much. I honor my mother, love her so much. She's the womb that I came from. I thank God for her life. I honor all of the people of God, all the servants of God on the line tonight. Apostle Jeremy should be with me, not next week, but the week after that. He's out doing the work of the Lord in this season. And so we thank God for what he's been called to do. And we send the blessing of the Lord where he is in Indianapolis. I think it's Indianapolis or Indiana, wherever he is right now. We send the word of the Lord to the region that he's in right now, that it would prosper, that he would prosper in his way tonight. That everything that he touches tonight will prosper. Everything that he touches while he's in that environment, that it would prosper tonight. I love you so much, people of God, and I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to seeing you in the days to come. There's a lot of things going on. We're going to definitely be sharing on Saturdays at noon. We're going to be reading from the book of Moses. We're going to be reading the word of God on this line on Saturdays at 12 noon. Be here with me at 12 noon to hear the word of the Lord. We're going to read the passage, and then we're just going to talk about it. I'm going to open the line and allow you to share. Let your family and friends know. Bring your children together. These are things that we need to share. I believe in this season, God wants us to know who he is more than we've ever known. And I think one of the disservices that have been done in the church is that we've left off from teaching people who God is to teaching people how to get something from God. You can't get something from somebody and you don't even know them. Are you hearing me? Sometimes that's just why prayers aren't being answered, because you don't know how to approach what you're trying to get. You're trying to approach somebody and you don't even know them. You're trying to get something out of somebody you don't even have a relationship with. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So we want to read the book of Moses. We want to go through that process because we need to look again. We need to look intently and see who God really is in this season. So we'll know that what we're expecting in the season that we're in, the manifestation that we're in an expectation of, we'll see that unfolding, and we'll know it's God because we know his character. There's a spirit of deception that's in the land, and it's rampant in the land. I promise you, God's been giving me words and numbers, and he's just been showing me some things and talking to me about a great many things. But one of the things that he's been talking to me about is this spirit of deception that's in the land, and this one that is standing, feeding the birds this bread, the one that is holding the enchantments. Are you listening to what I'm saying? This one that has the power to draw you in by what's being said. You need to know the difference in this season between deception and deliverance. Because if you're in a house and you're not being delivered, then you're being deceived. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. God's making a distinction between the called and the canceled. That's what I'm going to close this line with tonight. God's making a difference between the called and the canceled. He's drawing a line. He's separating the goats from the sheep. Absolutely. He's separating the wheat from the chaff. You're not going to even be confused who's called and who's canceled in this season. Can I tell you something? There became a season when nobody didn't understand that that Saul was canceled and David was called. Oh, yeah. Even though David had to go back into the field after he was anointed to be king, there was no discrepancy. There was no dispute that David was called and Saul was canceled. You know what canceled Saul? You know, we opened up the broadcast with talking about the ingredients for your breakthrough. You know what canceled Saul? Was his inability to follow the instructions of God. That's what canceled him. It's not even in syndication, no reruns, just canceled. You hear what I'm saying? Just canceled. You don't want to be the canceled tonight. You want to be the called. And what's going to position you to be the called is the fact that you can hear God's instructions and follow them. Yeah, that proves your position. It proves your position that you can hear the instructions of God and follow them. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I love you so much. I appreciate you. Listen again, we're here on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are here on Wednesday nights, every second Wednesday. Resurgence is here. We're talking to the youth and the young adults. Yeah, God is raising up an army. God is doing great things, and there will be some more things that I'll be sharing with you in the near future, some things that you'll be able to connect yourself to. No matter where you are in the world, you're going to have the ability to connect to what God is doing in this season. I promise you. What God is doing is not going to be kept silent. What God is doing will be visible to the world. That's what he's doing with his people. He's giving us things that are going to be visible to the world. They're not going to be a secret. The gross darkness that's covering the face of the earth is our stage. It's been set for the light to shine in this season. And the darkness will not comprehend what God is doing in this season. It'll be so befuddled. It'll be so baffled. It'll be in such disbelief. But I thank God tonight that he has given us. He has given us the nations for our inheritance and the ends of the earth. Yes, the ends of the earth for our possession tonight. That's what God is doing for his people. It belongs to us because it belongs to our Father. Absolutely. Walk in your inheritance in this season. Get in the posture of worship. Don't deny it. Listen, we are on our prayer line every morning at 6:30, and God has declared to me that this is the season of growth, so I'm letting you know where we are and what we're doing so that if you want to be a part of what God is doing, if you want to be trained to be a prophetic intercessor, if you need to be trained, you need to train your flesh to get in the posture of prayer. You know, it's just like exercise. You have to train your body to function a specific way. You have to train your spirit to function a certain way. 6:30 every morning, Monday through Friday. We don't do the weekends anymore. Monday through Friday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. The number is 712-770-8014. 712-770-8014. And the access code to get in the room is 112-604. That's how you're going to get on the prophetic intercessors prayer line. Listen, God is calling his people in this season, prophetic intercessors, prophetic worshipers, prophetic scribes. God is calling his people, and you need to get associated, get with your divine connection so that you can be divinely aligned in this season to accomplish every task that God has given you. This is the season for us to finish the work that God has given us to do. Tie up the loose ends, get some things done, because where you're going is better than where you've been. And if you just get in the presence of God, nothing can stop you. Nothing can block you. You see, I'm on this line tonight, right? Yeah, I was not going to be stopped. I was not going to be held up. If I had to walk outside and hold my phone up in the air to get a signal, whatever I was going to need to do, that's what was going to be done tonight. I was going to need to go borrow somebody's phone. Guess what I was going to do? I was going to borrow somebody's phone because this is what God has commanded me to do. And what I do know about God is where he guides, he provides. And sometimes you have to just identify what the provision is. Yeah, he'll send you to the brook, and then he'll say, after the brook is dried up, this is your next location. And if you get stuck on the brook, you'll be thirsty. But if you follow his instruction from the brook, the last place of provision, you'll go to the next place of provision. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You got to be prepared to do that. It's not always going to look like we want it to look like. It's not going to always happen like we want it to happen. We got to trust God. And that's what this season is all about. He's taking the training wheels off of your life this season. God is taking the training wheels off of your life in this season. And he's holding the handlebars for a moment, but he's going to start letting those handlebars go. And all you're going to hear him saying is, you can do it. Come on. Come on, you can do this. You've been riding this bike this way the whole time. The only thing that has kept you unafraid of where you're going is the fact that the training wheels were on. But can I tell you something? Those big wheels that you've been rolling on were still rolling. They were still going, and you were still steering the handlebars. And now the only difference is that the training wheels are not on. You can do this. You've already done it. You've just done it with training wheels. Now the training wheels are coming off, and you can do this. Yeah, you can do this. You've been equipped for this moment. You've been equipped for this hour. Are you hearing me? I love you so much. I appreciate you. And listen, until the next time we see each other, until the next time we come together, I want you to know that you're blessed, and I don't want you to forget it. We'll see you here Wednesday night for the resurgence, and we'll see you here Friday night for Faith for the Family, Faith for Family. We are on we're still on our series about that life, and we are talking to the women on Friday night. We were talking last Friday from the value of the vessel. We'll be talking some more about that, and whatever direction God has taken us in, we'll be going in that direction. Are you hearing me? We're talking about the manifestation and the rise of superheroes on Wednesday night. Yeah. God calls the young because they're strong. There are gifts in our young people, and we need to stop putting all of these tools in their hand without giving them all of the necessary tools that they need spiritually to be able to function and to operate. They can operate Google better than they can operate the Holy Ghost. Yeah. They can operate a browser better than they can pray. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. God's raising up an army in this season, and the devil's fighting the army that he's raising, but I promise you, they are coming up. They are rising regardless. Are you hearing me? I love you so much. I want you to join forces with me, kingdomambassadors247@gmail.com. If you're a leader, if you're a pastor, an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, whatever you are, I want you to join forces with me. God has taken us somewhere in this season. I want you to connect. Join forces with me. No, I don't want to be your covering. I want you to come in. I want to be your alignment in this season. God was dealing with me the other day about covering, that word covering. That's what mantles are for, and God gives mantles to people, and we pass mantles, but I don't want to be your covering. I want to be your alignment in this season. If God has called you to me, he's called you to me for me to put you in proper alignment so that you can go out and do the work that God has called you to do, so you can go forth, and you may still be connected. Absolutely. You can remain connected, but it's about alignment. Yeah, covering is the thing that creates control. And when people think they're covering you, they feel like you can't come out from under my covering. No, I need to be aligned. And if I'm not being properly aligned, then I'm not being equipped to do the thing that God has called me to do. I'm not getting ready to start preaching. I'm not going to re-preach tonight. I'm going to get off this phone tonight. That's what I'm going to do, because I'm paying once in a minute, and this stuff adds up. If you want to sow a seed, listen, you can do that. You can send it to rockmogulministries@gmail.com. Send it to rockmogulministries@gmail.com, or shoot me an email at kingdomambassadors247@gmail.com. I want you to know that God is looking for partners in this season, and we're looking. This ministry is looking for partners. We've got wonderful partners that sow every month, and we want you to become a part of that partnership as God is moving us to the next level. We want you to become a part of that partnership. We've got a lot to do. We've got webinars that we've got to do in the season. We've got conferences that we are planning, and we know that God is going to be the one that provides, because he is our source, but he uses men as a resource. Yeah, get yourself in alignment in this season and begin to sow what God is calling you to sow. Wherever that is, listen, you're not going to get a harvest without a seed being planted. You're not going to get a harvest without having sown a seed. You're going to need to get that in your hand and get it in the ground. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I love you so much. I appreciate you again. Until the next time, I'm not going to do three closings. Until the next time, you are blessed, and don't forget it. God bless you, people of God.